Hi there, welcome back to your Canadian Senior Moment. In our last lesson, we learned how to use our government's online services. Today, we're going to dive into two of the most common and useful online activities, banking and shopping. While they may seem intimidating, we'll show you how to do them safely and with confidence. Online banking, the basics. Online banking allows you to access your bank accounts, pay bills, and manage your money from your computer or smartphone. It's a huge time saver and can give you more control over your finances. Staying safe with online banking. Only use your bank's official website. Never click on a link in an email that claims to be from your bank. Always type your bank's official address into your browser. Use a strong password. Your online banking password should be unique and complex. Look for the padlock. In your browser's address bar, you should see a small padlock icon. This means the site is secure. Your first steps. Go to your bank's official website and look for the sign-in button. Enter your username and password. Once you're signed in, you can see your account balances, view your transaction history, and pay bills. Safe online shopping. Shopping online is incredibly convenient, and it can save you money. The key is to know how to do it safely. Only shop on reputable websites. Stick to well-known stores or websites you trust. If you're unsure about a website, do a quick search for reviews. Look for HTTPS. Before you enter your credit card information, make sure the website address starts with HTTPS and has a padlock icon in the address bar. The S stands for secure. Use a credit card. It's safer to use a credit card than a debit card for online purchases. If there's a fraudulent charge, your credit card company can reverse it, protecting your bank account. Watch for too good to be true deals. If an online deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. It could be a scam.
Your turn to practice. If you're already banking online, try paying a bill for the first time. If you're ready to try online shopping, try making a small purchase from a store you already know and trust. What's next? In our next lesson, we will move on to a very important topic: protecting yourself from online scams and fraud. We'll show you how to spot a fake website and avoid scams that can cost you money. We'll see you then. If you run into any difficulty, please describe any problem in the comments and we'll do our best to help you individually. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn, founders of Canadian Senior Moment.